Politics must serve the people. EU abandons purchase of $18 million New York townhouse after backlash. By Peter Cattell on July 13, 2022. After backlash from politicians and the public, the European Union has abandoned plans to buy an $18 million New York townhouse for its UN ambassador. Just one day before the proposed acquisition was to be voted on by elected representatives, the EU's planned purchase of an $18 million New York townhouse for the transnational bloc's ambassador to the United Nations is not to go ahead. A vote on the purchase of the townhouse, which measures a massive 5,300 square foot in total, had initially been scheduled to take place last month, but was delayed until July 12 under the justification that a document related to the purchase was submitted late. However, this July 12 vote has to be cancelled according to documents seen by Breitbart Europe, with the EU's European External Action Service, EEAS, pulling its request to purchase the building. I would like to inform you that the EEAS has decided not to pursue further the project to purchase a residence for the head of the delegation to the UN in New York at this stage. A note penned by EEAS Director General Gianmarco De Vita that was sent to MEPs on the EU's Budget Committee. The building file and the request for its financing through a loan are hereby withdrawn, it concluded. The decision to drop the purchase has been met with positivity amongst a number of people in Europe, including Alternative for Deutschland's EU budget spokesman, Joachim Kuss MEP, who vocally criticized the planned purchase back in June. Our voters have given us the mandate to work for transparency and the efficient use of public funds, Kuss said in a statement on the dropped purchase provided to Breitbart Europe. The EU has too much power and too little control in many areas, he continued. The EU rarely takes responsibility for wrong decisions. Politics must serve the people, not the people of politics. The Identity and Democracy Group went on to say. Initially planned as a replacement residency for the EU's ambassador to the United Nations, the huge New York property located at 138 East 65th Street was partially justified through reference to New York's overly harsh COVID-19 restrictions. The outdoor space will also enhance the hosting capacity of the residence, while respecting U.S. health and safety guidelines in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. At least 50 guests outside and 55 inside for standing receptions and 14 persons for seated dinners. SICK, the EU document detailing the potential purchase said. Such reasoning prompted criticisms from Kuss, who accused the bloc back in June of having a double standard when it came to draconian COVID restrictions. Also mentioned in the document was that the building met the required standards for image, functionality and representativeness, with the townhouse consisting of 5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 2 gardens, 1 terrace, a wet bar, a media room, along with a host of other facilities. A public listing for the property also mentioned the house having a leather-clad commercial elevator, as well as a leather-wrapped handrail for the stairs. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.